take you to Lagos. I'll take you to Lagos. I'll take you to Lagos.
Nothing can get us down. Nothing. Be you traffic. Be you an annoying Uber driver. Be you that man that is annoying by the ATM. God is watching you.
God is watching you.
It's a brand new week. It's a brand new day, Lagos. Welcome to What's Up, Lagos? Well, this is the only show that brings you the best of conversation in Lagos. Yes.
No lies. No cap.
Yes. See, no matter what we face on our way to work, you know what? Well, see, our resolve is to make sure that you have a great day. And we too.
We're happy.
We can't be left out of having a great day.
You're hyped. You're ready. You're pumped.
I must tell you, you know, literally, I went through hell and high waters to get here today. She did too. But you see, let's give our testimony. The Lord is good.
The Lord is good all the time. And he's marvelous.
In our science.
In our eyes.
I mean, eyes left. Yes.
God understands.
My name is Mary Ann Okon. She is Feta.
Yes. The more you call me Info Girl, that's okay.
Mm-hmm. People that have AK. Oh, okay. AK.
Mary Ann, tell me, don't you have
an AK?
Don't you have an AK?
I don't.
Have you ever tried having an AKA before?
Mm-hmm.
My name is Marion Okon, AKA Beauty.
I think maybe when I just started radio, maybe like 19 years ago.
Yeah, no. So what was your AKA that time?
Nah, AKA it's not happening.
Girl,
nah, it's
AKA
not happening.
Cutie.
Me, I will not
AKA
say.
AKA Barbie doll.
Eh? Which, do I look like a Barbie doll? No, Barbie dolls don't sound like this. Like this. They don't sound like this.
How do you not sound like this?
They sound like you.
Okay, great. I'm Barbie doll.
Anyway, 13 minutes gone past the 10 o'clock hour, and welcome to What's Up Lagos. As usual, we start off with our sound off. Yes, we sound off on all issues, whether they be social, economic, and political. But most importantly, Nigerians are the core of all our sound offs. So because, you know, it's not that we just like to make noise. We like to do it because
we like to say your mind for you.
Because you see, some people have ears and they can't hear. So we're here to sound off. We use microphone.
And some people have mouth.
To shut inside
talk.
Their ears. So that they hear us. Because you see, we speak for the people. We are for the people. Mm-hmm. And right after that, we go into our musings for the day. And later on, go into serious conversations. But it's Monday, so we start off with sound off. And right after that, let's muse a little before we have Power Solutions on the 10:30 hour. Once again, good morning, Lagos. How are you day?
Life can be fun.
But life in itself can be hard.
Every single day, we wake up to all kinds of stories.
Some good.
And in sport, Nigeria's Toby Amuso has set a new 100-meter hurdles world record.
Some bad.
And some outrageous.
A 29-year-old woman, Oluchi Badogba, has been arraigned before an Ogbe magistrate court for allegedly beating up her brother's wife.
This is Sound Off,
where we bring these issues to the fore.
Mm-hmm. You can hear this Mondays to Fridays, 10 a.m. to 10:30 a.m.
on What's Up Lagos 99.3 Nigeria Info.
Keep a date.
It's time for Sound Off. So I'm sure that a lot of you woke up to all kinds of very depressing stories yesterday and this morning. If you follow, you know, proceedings, you look at the newspaper and you look at the stories, you'd obviously know where I'm coming from. Yesterday we woke up to that story of the priest who was burned to death in Niger State. We also woke up to we woke up to stories of kidnappings. Don't forget, we still are trying to recover in, you know, trickles. The people had that were taken on the Bini Wari train station. Mm-hmm. We were still, I think, the two more people in custody. But what's most interesting is that our president, President Muhammadu Buhari, is being awarded the Peace Prize.
Peace Award.
Yes, it's no, this is not Nobel. It's not the Nobel Peace Prize. Don't worry, it's not that. But he's being awarded for peace. And I'm just curious, where exactly are we getting this peace? Because at first we used to make it look like it's something that happened in the north, all the uprising and the killings and the wanton destruction of lives and property were just in the north, and it felt like a mirage to those of us who live down south. And then it started trickling down to the middle belt, and then it got to the south, into the southeast, into the south-south, and now it's in the southwest. So we might be enjoying some measure of negative peace. By the way, there are two types of peace. There's positive peace and there's negative peace. Ask me that because I'm a peace ambassador. So we might be enjoying some bit of it, but how many of us really sleep with our eyes closed? A lot of Nigerians have become their own security agencies because, you see, we now have gated communities, if we can afford it. And those who cannot afford start vigilantes in their areas because they all want to be able to sleep and not worry. And so people take turns to be vigilantes in their areas, you know. And those who can afford it pay for, you know, private security to man their gated communities and password those gates so that no Tom, Dick and Harry can just get through it. And all of these things show a failure in the system, especially our security. Yes, there's so many things to it. Oh, our security agencies are poorly paid. They're poorly trained. The reforms are just lip service. Oh, we have bad governance. There's corruption deep-seated. Hey, but somebody did promise us that he was going to put an end to corruption or fight it to some level.
Definitely.
How has that gone so far? And he has a few months to go. Oh, somebody did tell us that they were going to try as much as possible to plug loopholes. Had they plugged it? Let's leave the president. State governors also campaigned that they were going to put an end to insecurity. Do you see what's happening in Imo State?
Oh, there's peace.
Do you see what's happening in the Middle Belt? Do you see what's happening in the backyard of Mr. President? Do you see what's happening in different parts of this country? Especially a state where you wouldn't think that that kind of thing would happen, Edo State. They were kidnapping people. And then someone has the effrontery to just go and destroy a place and burn a priest down. It's happening under the watch of governors and Mr. President. Yet somebody's saying, oh, he's receiving a peace. I would refuse that award, but hey, that's not me. The award is not coming to me. But I would refuse it. And say, well, I would like to take this award, but I think that there's more to deal with instead of pomp and ceremony and clapping of hands and, you know, hugging of people and doing a tea party. There's more work to be done, and I owe a duty to my people to keep at least one promise so that posterity will remember me for it. But that's not the case, is it? And a certain Governor Wike is applauding Mr. President for receiving that peace award. Like I always say, we deserve a channel called Comedy Central, or maybe a slot on Comedy Central as a country. Because I don't think we take things seriously, especially the lives of Nigerians. Because from the beginning of 2022 to the end, lives were destroyed. Some things that we could have avoided happened because people are not doing their jobs. It's easy to point hands, it's point fingers to Mr. President. But what about the state governors? Those who have a duty to the people in their different states and provinces. What about those people? So yes, it might look like we have Mr. President's head on the chopping board here, but the governors also need to line up behind Mr. President because they all campaigned to bring peace, to be security officers, to make sure that our lives are better. But is that the case today? So the next time you're lining up behind a certain person and clapping and applauding for that person and trying to fight your other brother or sister because they do not believe in that person that you want to vote for, think about it. How many of these people have kept their promises in time past? And that's Sound Off. Still what's up Lakers, but we got some information for you right after that. We'll go into our musings proper this morning, and hey good give us some info, girl. All right, let's muse Lagos, let's muse. So wait, Let's say, for example, today you win 70 million naira. Uh-huh. 70 million naira. That's 70 million naira. And then your best friend needs an eye surgery and it will cost $69 million. What are you going to do?
Do you know Diova Rufeka? I want to introduce you to him. He heals all manner of sicknesses.
On a serious note, this is your best friend. You're ride or die.
What if I don't have a best friend?
And this is your best friend. You have. In this case, you have a best friend. And your friend's eye surgery is 69 million, meaning that only 1 million will remain with you. Are you not going to sacrifice for your friend? Because you see, this is your friend. You are promised this is your friend.
What if I drop 30 million?
No.
69.
The surgery, it's very important. And you had been telling this your friend that if I get 70 million now, I will give you this money.
I know what I'm going to do.
If I get 70 million, I will give you this money. Then you now win 70 million naira. And that surgery is due anytime soon. What would you do?
Marianne, what if I asked my friend what she would prefer, your eyesight or 30 million?
Join the conversation, Lagos, 0700-993-993-993. That's 0700-993-993-993 this Monday morning. Hey, jam question. If you are a lady, 01465-7190. That's 01465-7190. We're talking and musing this morning. If you want 70 million and your friend, your best of friends in the whole wide world, it could be your cousin that's your best friend. I don't know.
Could be your sister.
Needs an eye surgery, and that surgery will cost 69 million. What will you do? I want to hear from you. You can use the hashtag WhatsApp Lagos on Twitter at Nigeria Info 99.3. We'd like to hear from you, or you can send us a WhatsApp message. But what would you do? 70 million. 70 million. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
What's up? Stretch to life. Good morning, comrade.
I don't know. I greet you.
Hey.
And everybody.
Mm-hmm. I greet you back.
If I win 70 million, my two best friends, I will share the money half.
One best friend that you have, and he needs 69 million for his eye surgery so he can see again.
Okay, what I want to say, whether that's 69 or 70, I will share him half. Yes. So I go use the remaining half.
But the half not go do for the eye surgery now.
It's 69 million, no.
I go sell land now. I go give my own to the family. I go sell half.
Okay, all right, comrade.
You want to hear something fun? This guy, he says that, hello, Victor. Okay, he says, his name is Victor from Alapere. Mm-hmm. Even if now my mama, I know if he'd spend such amount.
No, come on. Did you say even if it was your mom?
That's what he said.
So you like money more than your parents.
He said, make she take him like that. In case he die, I go do befitting burial for him.
Oh, terrible. Victor, so you would rather that your mom dies and then you throw a big party than save her life when she was alive?
But it's an eye surgery now. Would it make the person
die? That eye surgery is really good. Nice. It's a life-saving auntie. We're talking about very important things here. Go away, Jerry. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Hello, good morning.
What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Cheers to life. Good morning.
Yes. Wait. This my supposed best friend. Anything?
Anything what?
No, but this eye surgery is not something that happened overnight. That's what we're saying. So,
exactly.
So, but then, you know, as friends, you'd be saying, my dear, if I have this money, you know that I'll just give you to grandma. And then all of a sudden, the money comes. Then your story wants to change, Abby.
She did not say, you can't be my best friend and not say something. It's not possible. I'm not going to have best friend with that.
I don't understand. Say something.
And even if she saves something, well, do you think that something will be up to 69 million?
No, if she saves something, she will at least...
Okay, she saved 200,000.
Okay, let's even say she saved 1 million.
what kind of fake friend is that?
What is that? But you might see, my dear, you and that your friend, you might be on the same level. Maybe that's what you had, Sef. You, Sef, you could go out only 700K. Then God has blessed you. You now have 17, there's 17 million. So you cannot give your friend 69 million. I don't understand.
No, she must have said something. She left me 17, but now there's a problem.
What do you mean by you? She must have said something. You that you are there, what have you saved?
Am I the one with the eye problem?
You are not a good best friend. You are not a good best friend.
I'm not a good best friend. I'm going to ask you, what did you save? Then whatever you have saved, I give you.
And that's what we are telling you now. She saved at least 1 million.
I'll give her the 68. No problem. She's my best friend.
Good best friend. Thanks for calling. I thought you have finished fighting with us. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Hello. What's up, Lagos?
What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Morning. I'm calling from Malina Avenue, Kejo here.
Okay.
All
right. My name is Benjamin.
Benjamin.
It's all about Benjamins.
Benjamin, what do you do?
This is quite difficult, you know.
Why? Why is it difficult? It's black and white.
The Yoruba will say, Oropesige, Orodeho.
Translate.
You know what it means?
No, sir.
It's very complicated. And igledi situation. But I would do it. $1 million is still huge in our currency. I would do it.
Your best friend.
If it's my ride or die friend, I would do it. Because the odds I'm going to feel when it eventually loses a high and or dies of depression.
Who's your best friend? So, who's your best friend? What's his name? Do you have?
Yeah, I do.
What's his name?
I do. She's a female.
Oh,
her name is Inzube Chukwu.
That's why you're being emotional. Because now, woman, will you be saying what you're saying now, bro?
This particular friend has done a whole lot for me.
So, if the friend was male, you wouldn't have done a whole lot too. What does that mean?
No, the friendship does not have any gender coloration.
Okay, Benjamin.
And this is just me. No capping here.
Capping. All right,
I know
Benji.
It's something Marianne can do for me, so I'm not shocked. I'm not shocked at all.
Baby, I even give you the whole money. Because you need transport to the place, too. And you need food and bed and everything.
After I get my eyes, I need to do some shopping and everything.
No shopping. Just do your nails and your hair. That's all.
And then that means the remaining 1 million you still give me.
I'm saying I give you the whole 70.
Oh, there's a love song I'm supposed to sing. You were my strength when I was feeling.
Anyway, don't forget you can join the conversation on Twitter. On Twitter, Diamond David says, depends on the kind of best friend, though, because these days, these best friends don't best anything these days. They don't even get shishi. Okay, SOJ here says, no be who chop the sea road. Use this 10 million whole body first. This is really funny. Kevin Shepherd on Twitter says, I be best friend, not God or Savior. I can help you, but I will not have to offer all the millions where I win. What if I be not win the money? But you don't win the money now. So what was the meaning of that? Excuse me, sir. Let's go back to the phone lines. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos? Hello.
What's up? I wish I know this voice.
It's a very nice voice by Charliente.
What's your name? Happiness.
Oh
joy.
My goodness. I wanted to be anonymous. Which I wanted.
Charliente. Okay, baby.
So first off, nobody should cast me. That's why I wanted to be anonymous.
Auntie, I've broken the scattered the table for you. Go ahead.
Okay. Let me just say what I would do. So that's my best friend. First off, blindness is not bad.
Hey.
So I will just, I will not lie to the friend I don't have. I'm going to tell the best friend that I have this money.
Okay.
But what if we use it together? Because it's not like the doctors have guaranteed your sight. Even if they are not God, is it every, but anybody that goes under the knife, it's a 50-50 thingy. Okay. So what if I give you the whole millions, and then with your 1 million.
But what if it's guaranteed that she's actually going to gain her sight back?
That's what I'm saying, that it's always a 50-50. There's a chance that I'm not saying the person will not get it back as well. So, because the person is my best friend, we'll sit and talk. Yeah, I know yeah, the site is important to the both of us because what profits you, profits me. You're my best friend, right? Mm. But however, let's also forget that you can be best friend to somebody and the person is another person's best friend.
Wahala.
Auntie, is the content of your heart. What are you trying to explain?
What I'm saying, I'll just tell the best friend. We explain that, okay, this 1 million, this money, I can give you part of it, but I can't give you the 59 that I have. Because it's not guaranteed. Besides,
okay.
Blindness is not bad. Don't thank
Nigeria. Please go away. I'm going to call your best friend now and tell her that you're not a good person. Sharenti, and I thought that you could have been good friends with Feta. I don't understand.
Would have just been worried. But SOJ is busting my brain. What is
SOJ? Why are you like this? Why are you choosing violent this morning? I want to read his tweet now. He says, 69 million for eye surgery. I will use 10 million to read medicine at Harvard. I will do the surgery myself. By the time you can't finish this good, the eye don't scatter.
He says,
I will use the remaining change to open hospital and investor vibes.
Miriam, guess what? This guy says, good morning. Simple. I will show her where she can get it done for just 20M. I need to be perfect.
Oh, God. This is not a Korodu Road eye surgery.
I didn't get it.
So, I don't understand. This is how money changes people. Wait. Let me bring my accent out. Are you trying to tell me?
It's not going to work, Mom.
Okay, do we have some more messages?
Yeah, this was a WhatsApp Lagos. Marian Omo Ola Mayo from Bagada. Please, there is nothing like best friend. How am I sure she can do the same for me? She him get family too. If I accepted, my fam will kill me. It won't be easy to do that. Forget.
But I don't understand. Do you do things for your best friend because you want them to do the same for you? Or are you doing it because you love them? Because we need to start checking our priorities as friends, our friendship goals.
I'm telling you. Not BFF.
It means that when you're doing anything, you're not doing it because you want to do it because you're my friend. You're doing it because you expect that I'll do same for you.
Mm-hmm.
That's bad.
But I think that's the thing. So you're not supposed to even do something because you're expecting the person to do the same for you. Yes. Your expectation is doing it because that's your value. You're a good person.
And you love this person.
Yada.
Undoubtedly, you know, but... Oh, well.
Yeah.
Who am I to say anything?
Now, that's what Miss Lee says. I could help my friend with 20 million, so also his family can help him with the rest of the money. I can't get broke because I'm helping a friend.
Baba, you have always been broke. It's just this money that came.
This guy says, I go buy the friend a lot of fancy and expensive glass so nobody go no stay blind.
Wow, Lagosians. And I'm not a cute person.
Yeah, no friends again in Lagos. Just know that.
Oh, my goodness. You know how they say, people, they bust my brain. This is brain busting. Back to the phone lines. Let's take a few more calls. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Right.
Sorry about that. You can call me back. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Yeah, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up to you?
Cheers to life.
Can you see how people are struggling to answer that question?
Give me your name first. Good morning. What's your name?
I'm sorry?
What's your name, ma'am?
I want to remain anonymous for now.
I know. Okay.
Make a free talk.
Mm-hmm.
There's really no friend, though, my sister.
Mm.
That's why people are struggling to answer that question.
Ah.
If you had asked me a few years ago, 2-3 years ago, I would have said yes.
Mm.
I'll give that money to my best friend. But from what I've learned from friends, there's no friend, though.
Hey,
when the chips are down, my sister, you're on your own. That is why people are struggling, I will give 1 million. I will give transport. I will give this.
Kind of friends have you guys made? Because I have had so many friends that came through for me over and over again, and I'm always like in shock every time I remember it.
Yeah, I know. Maybe you are much younger. By the time you get much older, I pray that you meet friends that are going to be there.
I've had the same friends for 20 years.
Awesome. You are blessed. I've had some friends for 30, 40 years.
Mm.
But I've had betrayals. As I'm over 60, I've seen betrayals. I've had betrayals from friends that things you won't even expect them to disclose, to divulge.
Wow.
And they will, you know, stay with you, say they're your friends. And at the end of the day, when you find out, they leak that information.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And that's why people are struggling. So for me, I would say, as a human being, if I see anybody that needs that kind of money, assistance, and I can help, I will help.
Okay.
Not because you're my friend.
Okay.
I won't do it for friendship. I'm sorry.
Okay. Well, I mean, I get your reasons because you know, once bitten, twice shy. And for some people, they may not be lucky with, you know, great friends or people. They might have gone all out for their friends and their friends are not really, you know, great towards them. I kind of understand, but really? Well, so why are you my best friend?
So the thing is, while she was talking, I had to go mute because I also had to reflect myself.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I'm thinking about friends.
I remember one story you told me about some friend that just kept taking.
And then one day she says that, oh, I think you always give me because you always have. That's what she says.
Oh, so I look like what?
So she doesn't even know that times you give out of sacrifice. You don't even have a dime, but you're like, I want to look out for you, so have it. She's like, no. You know how you get your money. So if you're always giving me, means that you're always
You are not my friend. No, darling. We don't roll like that.
So
no,
I know.
No. No, mommy. No. Okay, let's take one more call before we go for a quick break and bring you the news. Hello, good morning. Oh, dear. Sorry about that. Call me back. More ladies are calling. Hey. Mm. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Good morning. Now that's what I'm talking about. What's
How
your
was
name?
Your weekend.
We enjoyed ourselves. I was sleepy all
too. It was sweet.
Thank God for that. So
yes. So
see this topic, eh? You know, say now two eyes, Abby.
No, now one eye.
Okay, one. Oh, and the thing is that, except I have that kind of money before. If I don't have that kind of money, say that money just come, I will give him part of the money.
He will.
Then I begin to use the other one. Then we hustle for the remaining one. That is what I can do for my friends.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you very much for calling. She's being sincere, though. She's saying, that's what I can do for my friend, whether best friend or not. That's what I can do. That's all. Anyway, we're going to go for a quick break. When we come back after the news, we'll still take more of your thoughts on this musing thing. And I think we need to start reevaluating our friendships. How about we talk more about that?
True.
Who do you really call your friend? And why do you think that these people are your friends? And what characterizes your friendship? Because you see, this is questioning a lot of things, but we'll be back after the break. It's still WhatsApp Lagos 99.3 Nigeria Info. I am Mary Anna Colton. And she's Feta. Yes, we are in VI, Tamian Crescent, right here in Lagos. And it's the nation's number one talk news and sports radio station, 99.3 Nigeria Info. And the program is What's Up Lagos? Yes, because this is where Lagos's best conversation resides. My name is Mariana Cohen and she is...
Feta.
Oh, and she's going to make things better. Chuma, come get me, All right, join the conversation this morning. In case you do not know, we're talking about... the fact that you just won 70 million and your best friend needs an eye surgery of 69 million.
Naira. Is Naira wrong?
Okay. Let's not say dollars. That's a lot of money. So what would you do in this situation? No, don't forget, you know, when you're with your friend, you're like, my dear, if I have 69 million, I will give
you.
It to you. Wait a minute, 69 million. Because it's your eye now. They say the thing on the spread, they go near your brain. And I don't like them. You know, I mean, they just do this surgery one time. Then, boom, you win 70 million. Will your singing song change?
SOG, you need to rest first. Let me start by saying that. Because you don't stop.
SOG, maybe you have two eyes. That's why you are tweeting. SOG saying, 69 million eye surgery, the brother must be able to see the future. Oh, Benny, go and sit down somewhere. Stop this. 0700-993-993-993. That's 0700-993-993-993. And if you're a lady, call 01465-7190.
That's right.
Or you can tweet with the hashtag WhatsUpLagos on our Twitter handle. That's Nigeria Info 99.3. Or send us a WhatsApp message. We would love to read from you.
Oh, okay. This guy says, sure, say now one eye, I go buy. Since now one eye, I go buy him. I go buy him eye patch. So he looks exactly like a pirate. I be make him look like Ruga. Them good things in our fashion.
You're not a good friend.
You're not a good friend.
But let's go back to the phone lines.
No, you're not.
Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Good morning.
What's up, Lagos?
live. Good morning. What's your name, sir? Where are you calling from?
My name is George. From
George, are you a good friend?
I am.
Oh, yeah. Tell us. What will you do?
Well, for instance, 69 million is a very big money. And I'm having 70 million with me, first and foremost.
Man,
I was trying to see what I would do with 70 million within a few space of 3 months or 4 months.
What do you mean by that?
Building my account. Because personally, if I give her 69 million, I have 1 million naira with me. So I'll just use that 70 million, build my account for 3 months or 6 months, which my friend had to wait. So that when I travel, I can now give him back 69 million. Then I'm off. I think that's better than for me.
Okay, because if you have the 70 million now, you want to jackpa?
Yes, I should be able to build my account with that. Maybe that's the only money I have in my account. That's my first time of being a millionaire.
Okay.
So what I'll do is build my account, have a mutual agreement with maybe the doctor. Depending if the operation or the surgery is going to take place, maybe outside Nigeria, I rather will be a sponsor, also be the moral support for him.
What if he's now, urgently? They need him urgently.
Our guy is being very strategic.
Eh?
He will use that to go to the abroad and just.
No, I want to know now. Because what if he's urgently? They need the money urgently.
There are other ways of building my account. If they need the money urgently, I just have to just sit down and think over it twice. Then say I can source myself for a phone within that 6 months. Then I give her the 60 million. I think I should be off. 1 million should not be able to give me, help me to travel out. So I need to sit down within 1 week. I can't just decide like that now. Ah, you know how it is. But within a day, I can be able to decide.
I didn't blame you. 70 million. Is not a joke.
It's a big money. It's a very big money.
It's very huge.
It's a huge amount. Very huge amount. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Good morning. What's up, Lego?
What's up? Good morning.
Good morning, all.
Yeah, good morning.
First and foremost, my name is Ovi. I'm from Atevolu Cross River State.
Your own?
Yes.
You say your name is Ovi.
We are talking about Ovi.
Ovi. Okay.
Yeah. So we are talking about a friend needing 69 out of 17 that I just won, have you?
Yes, sir.
Yes, I'm a good friend. The best thing I would do is to give him my eye. Tell the doctor to give him my eye. Let me, if one eye is his problem, I will have my 70 million. Let me have one eye. Since he did not have money and he needed second eye, me, I have money. I don't need second eye.
I didn't even see that coming.
So let's do it like that.
You shock me.
Yes. I don't want to ask anything else.
You understand? So a best friend that did not have money, I want to use my money. Let him use my eye. That's the only way I can die for my friend.
Did you see that coming?
Oh my God.
I didn't see that.
Will not kill me on this show. Eh? You say what?
Let's be
blind
together.
So you say, you could give him one of your eyes, but your eye is not the same. You see, it's not a one size fits all thing, yeah? And hey, girl, dude. Hey! You even sell your eye because of money, brother. Are you not gonna think twice?
Ovi thinks that he can shape the eye with a machine.
Then they will use some paper to the size of his pen.
They will add material to the place that needs to be
and
added.
Then they will add things. They will cut pig skin and add to the back of the eye to be...
Brother, but do I blame you? I didn't. I couldn't.
Because 70 million is a lot of money.
Now, Eunice from Ikeja says, that friend should look me straight in the face and swear that he would do that if I were in his shoe. I'll help him put up a GoFundMe, I beg. That's what Eunice says.
Eunice, wow. Remind us not to be friends with you, nor best friends, okay?
Chuk says, to be honest with you, as Nigeria of today, only 3% of Nigerians can sacrifice that. His name is Chuk from Powerline.
That's
but Miriam would do it for me. I'm okay.
Give you the whole money. I'm not even debating it. I'll just say, doctor, is that all? Everything? Okay. I pay the whole money. Doctor, you can even take your cut from the money.
I'm so lucky to have you in my life.
It's not luck. The Lord puts me here to help you.
What if I told you that, as it is now, I need a little 3 million?
Well, I've not
but
won
it's
it.
Not for I.
I've not won it. That's the problem.
But I know you have it breathing in your account. I don't have it.
I don't have it. I don't have it.
We're just here. You're telling me you're ordering things.
Which time?
The things that are coming that...
You know, I'm ordering it in the spirit. You know, I'm manifesting it. That's what I'm saying. Yes. Okay. And the thing that I'm ordering is not... It's okay. 16 million.
You're not praying for anything bad to happen. Now that nothing bad is happening to your friend, the person that you call your bestie, show them love now before something bad
happens. But sincerely, I think I want us to, you know, re-examine the thing that we call friendship, the relationships that we have with our friends that we call best friends. Because from what I've heard this morning... A lot of friendships are being called to question.
A lot of them.
A lot of, I mean, for the lady who said she's 60 that called in and said, oh, you guys are still young, don't worry. When you get to my age, you understand. But the truth is, I don't think people have to get to that age to have experienced some backstabbing, some people who say they're your friends, but they're really not your friends, mm-hmm. you know. I'm sure every guy or every lady has experienced that once in a while or so. So I don't think that, you know, it's a big deal per se. But then what have you learned from that? And how has he helped you in picking the kinds of friends that you want going forward? Like I said, I've had the same friends for a long time. Mm. And then I've also had work colleagues become very good friends. Mm-hmm. And I'm grateful for it every single day. They know themselves as they're listening. They know themselves. They're smiling. I know one particular one that is always claiming me.
I know him. Should I call his name?
Please.
Okay.
Do you like your job?
Yeah, I do. So call them.
But sincerely, so again, it's how you pick them. Sometimes we attract a certain group of people to ourselves because of what we give off. Mm. And half the time, those people we attract to ourselves are opportunists, people who want to just keep taking because you're generous. Mm-hmm. And when we're talking about generosity, we're not talking about just giving up money or food. It's about your time, your energy. You're always there for them, but they're not there for you. So also you have to be careful when you're giving out... Whatever it is that you're giving out, again, don't have it at the back of your mind that, oh, I'm giving because I want to get. But notice if your energy is being matched.
True. Very true.
So, but then we go into friendships blindly, and that's how we also go into relationships blindly. So we're just always, and we're hoping and thinking the best of these people, hoping that they would be good, but then they never ever give you good. So why are you still there?
Yeah. And again, you see, the thing is, like I said before, some people, like if you're calling on the show and saying that you'd buy sunglasses for them, nobody's blaming you. Nobody's even judging you because husbands and wives have given kidneys. They've given more than that to your partners and then they still got stabbed in the back.
But I told you.
I mean, like what she said is actually just portraying,
yes.
buttressing what I'm saying. So, I mean.
Yeah, I mean, we've talked about it on this show. Somebody gave her ex-boyfriend a kidney. And then down the line, the guy is saying, the relationship is not working again. And she said, we work, you have my kidney. And the guy said, oh, yeah, you gave me the kidney because you wanted me to marry you. You know, so there's so many things you have to weigh before you decide that you want to take a leap for somebody. Yeah. So. I mean, I don't blame people who are saying, I can't give what you say.
Yeah, but you call the person your best friend, Sean. Sure, you know.
So again, the person that you say is your bestest friend or you love, what can you do for that person? What would you, to what extent does this friendship go?
Mm.
And are you doing whatever you're doing because of what you're expecting the person to do for you in the future or for your children? But we got messages, so let's take a look.
Damien says, good morning, Marianne and co-host. What's up, Lagos? That man that just called is a wizard. Give the eyes and maintain with one eye and give my 70 million and live comfortably. And the other, his friend, will now still enter streets and start hustling again with this one eye. That man is a tricky friend. I'm just laughing out loud here with his own answer. Okay, great. Dakpa from Lekki says, I have a friend I will do that for. I equally have a sibling I can't do that for because he collected school fees from me 2 years ago for his HND and never went to school. He's becoming a liability now.
Wow.
Saint Ogene says, for me, I will pay the 69 million and dash the doctor the remaining 1 million. After all, Jesus said, love your neighbor as yourself. And that was sarcastic. You actually speak fluent sarcasm. Great. We understood what you meant there.
Yeah, and we appreciate it.
But did you hear the guy who said he can actually give his friend but not his brother?
Yeah, I heard. And that says a lot. That says a lot. But then he gave us reasons.
That kind of buttresses that verse that says there's a friend that sticketh closer than a brother.
Than a brother, of course.
Okay.
SOJ, please leave us alone. SOJ said, you want to carry the full country budget in your eyes? Is that not wickedness? Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos? Hello, good morning. Please turn off your radio.
Lagos.
What's up? Hey,
good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Yes, we are talking about an eye for my money, right?
Yeah.
Which one is an eye for? Why are you putting it like that?
The way you understand it.
Okay. He needed money now for the surgery, have you? Okay, 79 million.
No. 69 million
out of 79 million.
69 million, and I have 70 million.
Yeah, bro.
What we do is 69 million. First of all, I'll go and pay title, and the money is not there again, no. So we should think that one. Abi?
Strategy.
After paying my tithe, then we'll now calculate the remaining one. Then from there, I will tell him, my friend, if I is your problem, money is my problem. Please, what do we do? Doctor, can you remove my eye and give him?
Okay, your eye cannot fit inside his eye now. It's different. It's not true now that you can check size 43 and share it with another person. That's not how it works now. What's all this?
How come my money is not the money that can fix it? That my
but you're his best friend now, eh? Yeah, he's ride or die.
That is what makes me his best friend. My money should not make me his friend. It's my eye that will make me his best friend.
Anyway.
He needed the hit of my body to do his own surgery, Abby. So I will give him my eye, please.
Okay,
unless maybe another thing they find, if not the eye, we'll go sort her out. I will give her eye. Collect my money. Not my money now.
Collect your money.
Wake up.
Nigerians.
But anyway, how come nobody's talking about the fact that if you win 70 million naira, it's not public, you're not going to tell anybody about it? Except maybe they're going to announce it on TV and newspaper.
You will win. Everybody will know that you've won 70 million. Don't forget that you have to pay taxes.
They won't know now. If you win 70 M now, you came to the office, how would I know?
No, you're still not getting. It depends on if I win the national lottery, everybody's going to know that I won the lottery.
I win tonight.
Yeah, but your best friend definitely will know because that is your best friend.
Oh, that's true.
Exactly.
From that angle, okay.
Mm. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Just see, life.
Welcome.
Mm-hmm.
Let me tell you, you know, say friend is very expensive.
It's
not what you just keep like that.
I don't understand.
Like me now, I have only one friend. Friend is expensive now. No, you can't just keep them like that. If not, you will keep wrong.
What are you doing? Are you feeding them every day? Are you giving them...
Even only the strength to Jesus has. That's something. Then go to your house. It's cost. You can't just have friends like that.
Mm-hmm.
So only that one friend I have is part of the money I will give you. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Even that one friend that she has is still part. It's not everything. She can't give 69 million.
I still don't get it. What she means by having friends is expensive.
I think I understand what she means. They don't come
easy.
Please
explain.
Like, she's trying to say that good friends don't come easy. The kind of friends that you want to give 69 million naira out of 70 million naira for, they're not everywhere.
So she'd rather have bad friends. So she doesn't have to spend money on them.
No, she's saying that she doesn't have a lot of them, but she's been able to get one. I think that's what she's trying to say. And that one that she now still has, gone, that she can say is her best friend.
Hmm.
She can't give all the money. She's going to give half.
I'm still confused.
I cannot help
because it sounds more like it's only a man that is married and now has five girlfriends that will say that it's expensive because all the girls need money for upkeep plus his wife.
But no, the angle she's coming from is they don't come easy. I think that's what she's trying to say. She's not saying expensive in the sense of being able to maintain.
I hope that's what's that. I hope.
What she's trying to say. I know so.
Precious Odili says, just they play. They play.
What do they play? What does it mean now? What has it got to do in the context of this?
I don't
issue
understand.
Now?
Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos? Hello. Oh dear, nobody's home. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos? Please turn off your radio.
Please.
Good morning. I'm Frank from
Shasha.
Welcome,
Frank.
Frank, give us the What's Up, Lagos, quickly.
What's up, Lagos?
What's up?
Cheers to life.
Welcome.
Frank, what would you do?
My contribution is that from the Bible, you just said if a man has two coats and his friend does not have anyone, you can give one to him.
Mm.
Then you have one.
Mm.
But this one, say my friend need 69 million and I have...
That's more than one coat. That's like 69 million
no,
coats.
No, it's not even up to one and a half.
Okay, why are you so greedy?
If I remove 69 million, it remain one now.
So?
So how we apply the wisdom of Jesus Christ?
If Jesus gave his life for you, what is 69 million? Excuse me, sir. The life of, if I die for you, that is more than quote. Why are you talking like this? No, it's a lie.
If it is 69 million times 2,
you see, people like money so much. Jesus gave his life for you. He gave his whole life. His whole life. And you are saying Jesus. So you want to emulate one side of Jesus and leave the other side.
Opportunity comes but once.
Which kind of opportunity? You don't know whether that another 69 million go come open way for you. You don't know.
Will I know whether I see him another opportunity to win another lottery?
Why can't you? Eh?
Have a good day,
man. You too. Thanks a lot for calling. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
What's up?
Just the life. Good morning.
I think those people are not fair by saying they will give one eye. Okay, if you give one eye, is the eye going to be there automatically, or the surgery will still be taken off?
Surgery will still happen, and you still have to pay money.
For me, the best thing for me is to, well, if he's going to go blind, he has to go blind. I'll take him into my house and take care of him and the family with the 70 billion.
So, you know the Nigeria that we live in, that your 70 million in another year might not be 70 million.
To take care of family, at least my family will enjoy it too. His family will enjoy.
But he will be going blind and he'll be sitting and watching you.
Give him my eye. If he left with one eye, for you 69 million, that's unfair on my end.
Okay, but let me ask you a quick question before you go.
Yes,
if the tables were turned, would you expect him to give you that money to help you save your eye?
No. I expect him to do the same. Take me in. Take care of me. Take care of my family. I'm okay with it. That's the work of a best friend.
Okay.
You want to be a liability to someone.
Exactly. That's the last thing you want to be, right? You depend on the person for everything.
Maybe you should think again
thing.
And call us, because I mean, if you're staying with him and he's taking care of you, I mean,
then he calls the shots. You know, you have nothing
don't
to do
anymore.
Don't
call us and come and tell us when he was being.
Because I'm leaving his house. He's talking to me anya. She has even doing.
I know you can't even see, Sev.
So the things that you should have been seeing, you cannot see it. What exactly are you expecting? Hello, you're my last caller. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos? Hey. Welcome to the show.
Good morning.
Good morning. Trust the life.
Good morning. My name is Mike.
Okay,
welcome.
Mike, what would you do in this case?
In this case, my
Mike,
best
turn
friend
off
is
your
not
radio.
My family.
Turn off your radio.
Can you hear me now?
Yes, we can.
Yeah, my best friend is not my family, and she get her own family. He or she gets her own family. Their family.
What if so, their family not get hand? They not get money.
I know if he drop 69K, 69M, because if person won't do.
I think we lost that call. We lost that connection. Sorry about that. But I want everybody who said, "Oh, I'm not his family. I'm not his friend. It's just an eye. Is he going to see the future?" If you were in a very dire situation, you had a terminal illness, let's say cancer, that keeps gulping all the money, wouldn't you want your friend to
show up for you and show up
and do what they can? I mean, even if they had all the money, you would not want them to do it for you. And if you were, I'm just thinking, because this one is eye. What if it was something else? Because you see, that eye could have spread into his brain or something and caused more damage. And then he'll just be there smiling with you, and you will be eating the 70 million in bits and pieces. I'm just thinking, put yourself in their shoes. But we got to go because our time is up. SOJ says, if I fix your eyes with my last 69 million, no bigario, and hunger goes to spoil the eye. SOJ, you need Jesus. You need Jesus in your life.
Hey, you
but that's all.
You woke up and chose violence.
Violence today on a Monday.
Try.
Anyway, Lagos, we love you. Thank you so much for being part of the conversation and enjoying the music. Don't forget, go get your PVC. Go get your PVC. I've seen some people spread mats and say we die here. Go and get your PVC. No excuses. All right? They extended it for you. All right? So make sure you go get your PVC. My name is Mary Anacone. Follow Nigerian Phone on all of its platforms and follow me on Twitter, Instagram, M-I-M-I-E-Y-O, or look for Mary and Duke anywhere. Anywhere.
And I am Feta Twigba. But you can follow me at Feta Dino on Instagram. I'm very active on there.
Okay.
Thank you.
Up next is Power Solutions. And right after that will be the news. Then Joyce will come up with the sunny side. And right after that, Sandra Zikrasili will be here with Hard Facts. Once again, I'm Mary Anakun. Have a beautiful Monday. Love you, Lakers.